Chapter 13. Promises to Fathers. Heaven and earth are no wider apart today than when shepherds listen to the angel's song. Humanity is still as much the object of heaven's solicitude as when common men of common occupations met angels at noonday and talked with the heavenly messengers in the vineyards and the fields. To us, in the common walks of life, heaven may be very near. Angels from the courts above will attend the steps of those who come and go at God's command. What a privilege that we sinful mortals have the privilege of speaking with God. In the closet, when walking the streets, when engaged in labor, our hearts can be ascending to God for counsel, our souls drawn out after God, a breath from heaven. All these soul longings God will hear. All our troubles we may take to God. His hand of infinite love is moved to supply our needs. Jesus is our friend. All heaven is interested in our welfare. We should not allow the perplexities and worries of everyday life to fret the mind and cloud the brow. If we do, we shall always have something to vex and annoy. We should not indulge a solicitude that frets and wears us, but does not help us to bear trials. It is not the will of God that His people should be weighed down with care. You may be perplexed in business, your prospects may grow darker and darker, and you may be threatened with loss, but do not become discouraged. Cast your care upon God and remain calm and cheerful. Pray for wisdom to manage your affairs with discretion, and thus prevent loss and disaster. Do all you can on your part to bring about favorable results. Jesus has promised His aid, but not apart from our effort. When relying upon our Helper, you have done all you can. Accept the result cheerfully. The Father will bind His children to the throne of God by living faith. Distrusting His own strength, He hangs His helpless soul on Jesus and takes hold of the strength of the Most High. To all who seek Him, Christ becomes a present help in time of need. To the man who is a husband and a father, I would say, be sure that a pure, holy atmosphere surrounds your soul. Take the Word of God as the man of your counsel. In the home, live out the teachings of the Word. Then you will live them out in the church and will take them with you to your place of business. The principles of heaven will ennoble all your transactions. Angels of God will cooperate with you, helping you to reveal Christ to the world. In the daily life, you will meet with sudden surprises, disappointments, and temptations. Look unto Jesus at all times and in all places, offering a silent prayer from a sincere heart that you may know how to do His will. Then, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard for you against the enemy. We may commune with God in our hearts. We may walk in companionship with Christ. When engaged in our daily labor, we may breathe out our heart's desire, inaudible to any human ear. But that word cannot die away into silence, nor can it be lost. Nothing can drown the soul's desire. It rises above the din of the street, above the noise of machinery. It is God to whom we are speaking, and our prayer is heard. God cares for everything and sustains everything that He has created. When men go forth to their daily toil, as when they engage in prayer, when they lie down at night, and when they rise in the morning, when the poor man gathers his children about the scanty board, each is tenderly watched by the Heavenly Father. No tears are shed that God does not notice. There is no smile that He does not mark. The strength acquired in prayer to God will prepare us for our daily duties. The temptations to which we are daily exposed make prayer a necessity. In order that we may be kept by the power of God through faith, the desires of the mind should be continually ascending in silent prayer. When we are surrounded by influences calculated to lead us away from God, our petitions for help and strength must be unwearied. While engaged in our daily work, we should lift the soul to heaven in prayer. The Christian whose heart is thus stayed upon God cannot be overcome.